Boston University women's basketball drops a 71-51 contest on the road at Colgate. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, overall thoughts on the team's performance?
You know, I thought we hung in there. We had moments of battle. It was a close game into the third quarter. At the end of the day, you know, you can look at a stat sheet and see, you know, we turned the ball over a ton. 21 turnovers led to extra 31 points for them, and they had way more possessions than us. So today I thought it was just, you know, trying to take care of the basketball, because I thought we shot it at a pretty good clip at 40%, you know, overall. It's just that we gave them a lot more possession. So, you know, unfortunately for us, you know, it didn't go our way today, and that's something we need to focus on going into the next one, is going against pressure and taking care of the basketball.
You were within two on the Raiders, 40-38, but then had a stretch of three turnovers in a minute. Colgate had four straight three-point plays. How did you think the turnovers manifested in this contest?
I think it was a lot of from their pressure. It was a lot from their collabs, making reads off of that. We were trying to get into the post, which has been successful in the last couple games, playing inside out. And they did a really good job of trying to fight around in the post, being really physical, collapsing inside. I think we could have really done a better job of shifting the basketball before we tried to get it in there or drive it or make those passes, interior passes. So again, it's just something we need to learn from, watch, and, you know, try to execute better the next time.
Career high and team high, even game high as well, 17 points from CeCe Bentley. How would you describe her offensive profile, and what do you like to see from her in terms of getting more touches that generates into a performance like today?
Yeah, I thought CeCe played really, really well today, and just hard. Like, she just played hard. She got us a lot of things defensively, which has been her MO. Like, she's been such a big defensive presence for us, whether it's up in the press, getting tips, deflections, or just, you know, making their other guards really hesitant to get the ball up the floor. So she continues to bring that in a really consistent way. I thought she cut off the ball really well. She attacked catches and was able to get downhill, finished around the rim, rebounded for us. She had three O boards today. Also, so, you know, I thought she was really, really good around the rim and just being aggressive and attacking.
How do you feel overall about your team's three-point shooting in the last handful of games?
You know, I think we've had open looks, and it's not like our players we're not working hard, getting in the gym, getting in extra reps. Like, I'm really proud of that piece with them, and they have to continue to do that. It's just being confident, getting feet set. You know, I think there have been a couple games where we took some contested shots, like Bucknell. I thought we took some contested ones today. I thought they were open, and they just didn't fall. So it's not a thing of we're never going to go away from that. I think it's just, you know, we got to step up and hit those, end of the day.
Has your message to the team after games like these changed at all throughout the last handful of games? Is it an overall theme that you're trying to pinpoint here?
You know, it's like we have two options. We can kind of throw in the towel, which they haven't done. I don't think their morale's been down. I think they still believe in themselves and each other. I think it's trying to push each other a little bit harder to squeak out some wins in these next five. I think we have some good opportunities coming up, you know, playing through the bottom of the conference a little bit, and, you know, good opportunities to get some wins and get some momentum and some confidence going into playoffs. And that's kind of our focus right now. Are we competing for, like, the number one spot? No, but we are competing to have some confidence moving into playoffs and hopefully get some upsets when we get in there.